Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Does the Peabody Museum still have that giant turtle?
I hope so.
David Skelly, director of the Peabody Museum. That's all I really want to know.
Yep.
David, thanks for coming on, and congratulations. You're all reopened now.
Yep, please say yes.
You still have that giant turtle?
The giant turtle, that's a great way to start. Back and better than ever.
Nice.
Where did you get that?
You're going to be able to walk underneath it. It's going to be kind of swimming around above your head.
Oh, wow. So you're underneath it, it's going to be above your head?
The skeleton of the giant turtle.
Right. It's a big carcass.
It's going to be, it's kind of in the middle of an existential crisis. It's getting chased by a 42-foot long marine lizard.
Lizard. Picture a lizard dressed in a marine outfit.
It's called a mosasaur. It's a giant thing that went around eating turtles and all kinds of things.
Wow.
That turtle, I don't know if you ever noticed, it's missing one of its flippers. And the only thing that was around in the Cretaceous that could have done that is one of these big old mosasaurs.
Jeez.
So that's how it's been mounted in the new museum.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
I got to tell you, I went there second grade on a field trip.
Right.
And that was very close to the beginning of the whole deal.
Right.
And I remember seeing that and not wanting to move. And it's all I thought about.
You were mesmerized by the
and
turtle.
Once young Chaz was old enough to appreciate it, it was the first thing I did is I brought him there. I said, you have to see this turtle.
You gotta see
the
turtle!
Nice.
I think it's so cool.
I'm not making this up, but I grew up in Connecticut, too. And when I went there as a little kid, I would stare at that turtle and look at that missing flipper and kind of think about what could have chomped it off. Because the bone healed while it was alive. That's how they know that something took a chunk out of this thing. And I would sit there and imagine what that looked like. And now, you know, my childhood fever dream is now hanging around over everybody's head.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the, if I, you know, I probably don't remember this correctly, but was that found in a cornfield?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know. It was definitely, I'm pretty sure it's from Nebraska in what's called the Chalklands. And all of this whole area in the middle of the country was underneath a shallow sea, 70 million years ago. And that's where and when these things come from.
It's that old. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
That's something.
Yeah.
And what other dinosaurs do you have in there?
Well, you'll probably remember we got a brontosaurus, and all of this stuff we sent to Canada, and it had a big old spa treatment, and it's remounted and looking really incredible. You know, those were some of the first dinosaurs that were ever mounted, and, you know, we knew what we knew then, and we know a lot more now, and so the brontosaurus went from being 65 feet long to 75 feet long because in the meantime, we figured out that their tails were a lot longer.
Oh, wow. So you had a few pieces.
And it's got a new skull because the skull that was on there had some, you know, wasn't quite accurate. And in general, everything that you see when you go in there has been gone over, and it reflects all the latest science that we understand now.
That's amazing.
How do you dust something like that?
Well, you're not lying. So we had to get a very special and kind of expensive lift that kind of can go up and over the edge of the platforms these things sit on. And then the conservators and the preparators are the only ones that are allowed to dust the dinosaurs. So that's, I'm not making that up.
Well, what happened to the Peabody Museum? Why did you close?
Well, the museum that you guys went to in second grade or whenever, it hadn't been renovated ever. That building was built in 1925, and the building itself needed a lot of attention, but more important for visitors, those exhibits were really old, and they just didn't really reflect what we understand now. And we wanted to also expand it. So when people come, there's 50% more galleries than there were before.
That's cool.
So there's more space. There's everything's been updated, and I don't know if you guys heard, but it's free admission now.
That's
so
wild.
It's going to be
How do you do that?
Well, you spend a lot of time talking to donors who want to help folks in Connecticut have really great experiences going to a museum and not have to think about, you know, paying for it.
I mean, that was decades ago I saw that thing.
Yeah.
So when I hear Peabody Museum, it's the first thing I think of. And same with Young Chaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, those dinosaur bones, that turtle.
Yeah. I've never been to a museum at all, so I definitely have to check it out.
That I can't.
I never have been.
How is that even?
We didn't do things like that in Long Island.
We didn't do.
There was like Rocking Horse Ranch, and that was it.
Okay. Is there anyone on Long Island listening now that has been to a museum? Because I have a feeling. This isn't a Long Island thing.
My class didn't go. I know that.
Okay.
I remember going to a museum. No, it was Rocking Horse Ranch and some place called Camp Edie.
What about natural history? A field trip to New
York
City?
Nope, nothing.
All right, this sounds like a trip.
Yeah. I want to see the big turtle.
Well, guys, let me know when you're coming. I'll show you around.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to set it up.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll record the whole thing.
Exactly. I want to see the brontosaurus and everything and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What else do you think would entertain a guy who has the body of an adult but the brain of a child?
Thank you. That's actually a compliment. Thank you. I've heard worse.
There's a lot of directions I could go with that, but I'm gonna take this one.
All right.
We've got a pretty incredible display of minerals, and I know that doesn't instantly sound like, oh my god, but some of these things,
he just made a face like you put vegetables in front of him.
Minerals.
I know, but this stuff will blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. It's super cool. And if you talk to people, we had a mineral gallery that we redid and opened in 2016. And just talk to some people who went to that gallery and then tell me that I'm not telling you the truth. It's incredible. It's totally spectacular. We've got these, you know, a quartz crystal that weighs almost a ton.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yep.
Right. Things that you just can't believe are real, but they're real.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, so big turtle.
Yeah, so turtle, dinosaur bones.
Big rocks.
If you've been there
big
before, rocks. You know, you remember there's a huge mural on the wall that has all the dinosaurs on it. So
right.
we preserve that and we clean that up. A lot of people remember the dioramas, and those have all been completely, you know, new glass, reskinned, but paid a lot of attention to conserving everything that's in those. So there'll be parts of it that you'll remember, but then most of what you see is all new and completely updated.
I can't wait to go.
That's awesome.
Really. In New Haven, you go to the museum, there's a million great restaurants.
Right.
You go to Encore, Goodfellas.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a great day.
Need some dinosaur barbecue.
Perfect.
Well, congratulations on bringing it back, and we're very excited to have an awesome museum, now free,
right,
by the way, in New Haven, the Peabody Museum. Thank you, David.
Yeah, come see us.
Oh, we will.
Oh, we'll see you soon.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
we're gonna work on that as soon as we get off the air.
I'll behave.
We won't touch anything.
Don't.
Or dust anything.
What do you mean you knocked over the entire brontosaurus?
David Skelly, director of the Peabody Museum. Open and free.
Nice.
Now. Thank you, sir.
Take care, guys.
You too.
All right.
He's like, lock the doors.
Oh, that friggin' turtle. Well, when you're in second grade, the turtle's like 10 times your size.
Right.
You know,
I'm sure it didn't shrink.
Oh, I'm bigger now.
Yeah, I haven't seen, the only turtle I've seen is like box turtles.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
No, this thing.
If it's bigger than a box turtle, I'm easily impressed.
It's bigger than a box turtle.
Cool.
You know, I looked at that thing. I never noticed that it's.
Missing a fin?
Never noticed.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to get on this trip.
Yeah,
and
let's
then
go.
We'll go to the art museum after.
Cool,
we'll
right?
blow your mind.
Nice.
And pizza.
Got a pizza.
See, there you go.
Nice.
Pizza. You're in New Haven.
Exactly.
Right. Pizza.
Right. Fill up my knowledge and my belly.
You've never been to a museum.
No.
And by the way, there's no one on the phone calling from Long Island to say museums are not a Long Island thing.
You didn't
thing.
Do the 8th grade trip to the Smithsonian or anything?
No,
like that?
We didn't. No. No, we didn't. Believe me, I would stand out. Yeah, no, nothing like that.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No. Chaz and I went there ourselves much later on in life.
Yeah, you went there.
That's yeah. That I went to.
It's a museum.
Right. But I mean, you know, like the museum, like the kind of like dinosaurs and things like that. No, I've never been there. The only dinosaurs in there was like, you know, U2.
The Rolling Stones.
Right, exactly.
Minerals.
Yeah.
We've got it all.
Yeah, the Keith Richardsaurus.
Rock's oldest dinosaur. Oh,
good heavens. Look.
It's the Mick Jagger.
We have Charlie Watson display now.
He walked like a chicken.
Right.
It's Rolling Stone.
Look,
week,
and
right?
It's Keith Richards. We call him the almost erectus.
Wow. No.
Yeah, never seen
museum.
No dinosaur bones, no big turtles, nothing like that. No, never like that.
No MoMA. No New York.
MoMA. No
Sturbridge Village. That's a living museum. Old Mystic Village.
Mystic, I went to.
Okay.
But that's not, there's no dinosaurs in there. I'm talking about dinosaur bones, things like that.
Okay.
Never been to that.
But you've been on the Merritt Parkway, which is a historic landmark.
Right.
So at least
right.
You've got that.
And so a couple dinosaurs close. Driving.
Yeah. All right, what are we going to get out of Jimmy Koplik from Live Nation this week?
Everything.
All right, everybody, activate.
Right.
203-882-9757. Ask away.
Yay!
Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How was Bruce Springsteen?
Fabulous. I'm going up to Syracuse tonight.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Awesome.
And,
this is my Bruce Springsteen week, 3 shows.
Cool.
Never enough Bruce.
Seriously,
yeah,
never
how I
enough.
Feel. Yep, never enough.
When someone's that good, you can watch them every night,
right?
And it's still awesome. Did you get a chance to introduce Bruce to the governor?
No, I did not introduce Bruce to the governor, but Bruce was introduced to the governor.
Oh,
but, I was hanging with the governor about at the same time that Bruce was hanging with the governor.
Speaking in code here, were you guys all together in the same room or no?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
No. No, no. No, Bruce's manager and the governor had dinner together, which I was invited to, but I was with my family, so I chose not to go.
Oh, okay.
And, but then I saw the governor after dinner, and that was after he met Bruce.
Gotcha. All right, so you were never all three together, but
no.
All you guys hung at different
right.
times.
Right.
Right.
They met up.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a big fan. It was great. He's a big music fan. You guys know that.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Concert questions coming in for Jimmy right now. This is from...
Thanks to you, I knew he was going.
What's that? Oh,
thanks
right.
Thanks to you, I knew he was going when right. you mentioned it last week.
Little heads up.
And then he felt guilty and he invited me to dinner with the manager. And I said to the governor, thanks, but my whole family's going to be with me.
Right.
Well, you're a family man.
Exactly.
Family first.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't go to, you know, to too many concerts. They love concerts, but when they go, I make sure I'm with them.
Well, yeah.
Now, if it was dinner with Bruce, would you have blown off your family?
No question. What family?
Exactly.
I don't know you people.
I've been single all my life.
But you got backstage pass and ticket. Just be happy. I'll see you after dinner.
It's the boss.
Right, the boss told me not to go.
Right.
I got to listen to him. He's the boss.
He's the boss.
Dan, the man from Bridgeport, wants to know, when will Concert Week sale start?
Ooh. Well, we're not announcing the date, but it will start, but we can't say when.
Oh.
Oh. All right. Well, we're trying.
Right.
We're trying to get info out of Jimmy.
It's not in April. Let's put it that way.
I got a good ooh.
Oh, all right. Not in April.
Okay.
Not so what's after April?
That'd be May.
May.
Did AJ say May? Because he never went to a
museum.
Sure
well, I mentioned one time. Everybody be tripping.
Todd and Bethany.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Good.
All right. Wonder about them, Shine Down and Billy Idol.
Nice.
We're working on a Billy Idol show, but that will come in 2025, hopefully Mohegan Sun.
Cool.
And Shinedown might be touring in the fall. So if they tour in the fall, probably
might
be Mohegan. Might be. We don't know yet. It's only spring.
All righty.
Okay.
20 April.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Scooter in Wallingford.
Hey, any idea who's opening for Crew?
No, no idea yet. No, they haven't decided.
It's up to them?
Right.
Yep, it's up to them.
Gotcha.
Do you have tickets?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I was waiting to see you know, how they're selling and who's opening and stuff. Right. I've seen them quite a few times.
I'm going to see a band.
I always feel this is one of the times that you might never see Crew again.
Really?
Well, you know, they're getting older.
Right.
You know, they don't get along that great.
Right.
And, you know, you never know. You just don't know.
Now, Mick Mars not in the band.
That is correct.
They have another guitar player.
Yes.
But are you saying the other
guys? Well, they're only doing a few dates this year. That's it. They're only doing about 10, 12 dates this whole year. And
wow.
We got lucky enough to get one of them at Mohegan Sun.
And how is that selling?
Very well. They always sell well.
Right. And something that size, that'll be a sellout.
Right.
Yes.
It's just a matter of time.
Correct. Yeah, they usually play big arenas and big amphitheaters. And Mohegan Sun, as Bruce said on Friday night, it's the smallest venue on this whole leg this in 2024 that he's playing.
But he loves
Mohegan
it.
Mohegan Sun, yeah, he loves it.
Cool.
What made you say that this could be the last time? Do you know something we don't?
No, I really don't. I know the dynamics in the band. I know their ages.
Right.
And, you know, when you have artists, there aren't too many Bruce Springsteens around that at the age of 74 can run around the stage like he does now.
Yeah, Vince can't run at all.
Vince can't. Right. He gets winded fast.
He does.
Yeah.
With shirt on, yep.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just, you know, you look at the band and you go, well, I just wonder. That's all. I have no inside info, though.
Joe the Barber wants to know about Tesla.
Well, we're hoping to have them in the fall at Oakdale.
Really?
Nice.
Yep.
The band right under the car.
That would be funny.
Right? You park one in there. Here they are.
The lights go down. Stage lights on. Curtains open. There's just the car sitting there.
Oh, what the hell?
Playing Tesla.
Right. I think it's worth it, Jimmy. Do it.
You know what? I'll give them your cell number when they want refund.
Maybe not.
Greg and Wolcott. Hey, Greg.
Greg!
I got a question. Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, I got a question. So it's not quite a Connecticut question, but I was very fortunate to actually win some of those Stones tickets from you guys. And I was wondering, is there anybody, like, opening for them, or is it just straight, you know, Stones show? Do any of you guys know that, or?
I don't know that answer, no.
Yeah, I have
I don't
no idea.
Stones date, so I don't know the facts.
Oh, okay.
No.
Maggie, you know?
Well, I'm sorry to waste your time. Then thank you.
No, if I had to guess, I would guess it's an opener because when you're in your 80s, it's hard to do a whole show.
Right. My band's younger, like the Police.
And what did Bruce play? He played for almost 3 hours, right?
Almost 3 hours.
Wow.
It was remarkable. Yes, almost 3 hours. 2 hours and 50 minutes. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's 3 hours of really strong material and
yeah.
performances. I mean, we interviewed Max. And I said, how do you pace yourself for these 6 hour shows you used to do? And he said, Bruce said right from the beginning, don't pace yourself.
Right.
Just go full on.
Just
right
go.
From the beginning.
Just
wow.
go.
I asked Max the same question. I said, how does a guy in his 70s handle this? I mean, it's, you know, it's a big drum sound. His band has a big drum sound.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are 18 people on stage. On the show, on right. the Bruce Springsteen show. There are 18 people, horns and double keyboards. But Max is the only drummer.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he pounds those skins for 3 hours.
Well, it's Max, so maximum.
There you go.
I like how you laugh after that.
I like it.
It's like you're your own rim shot.
Someone's got to.
That was an air ball.
Someone's got to.
Mike in Southington, what's your question for Jimmy?
Pretenders, they're at Tanglewood. We getting them here?
We're trying to get them into Connecticut, and our fingers are crossed, but nothing set yet.
Jimmy Copley, Clive Nation's on the show, and taking your calls and questions. Let's see. Matt from Milford has a comment about Bruce. What's the comment, Matt?
Hey, everybody. Great show. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
I have a question. A friend of mine some years ago told me that when Bruce played New Haven Coliseum, this was like 67, 68-ish. He got booed off the stage. Did you ever hear that story?
No. It's not true. Bruce wasn't even touring in 67.
So.
Bruce was in high school in 67.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, because I was like, this guy must be full of it. But just for
a different Bruce.
Sake in my head.
Different
yeah,
Bruce,
no,
yeah.
No, yeah.
Not this Bruce.
But I did not see his show recently. I did see him way back when at the Nassau Coliseum, and that was an awesome show.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think it was right when Patty Scalfia joined the band and little Steven came back.
Yeah.
Good times.
I am going to see Judas Priest tonight.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Oh, great. Are there tickets available for that, Jimmy?
There are tickets available. It's the opening night of the tour. They've been rehearsing at Oakdale for the last couple of days.
Oh, cool. Oh, how cool is that?
Oh. Yeah.
No.
Thank you, Matt. Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Be here all day.
I have a feeling that's a never-ending call.
Right.
Really cool that they've been rehearsing there. So your office, you have one at the Oakdale and one at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
Yes, I was at Oakdale yesterday.
Nice.
Oh, and like you're on the phone.
Not on the phone, but I don't even have a phone in my office. I use my cell phone all the time.
Right.
So, but I walked into the lobby and I heard the crunching the music, and I went into the theater, and it was quite something.
That's cool. Really neat.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
That's quite something.
Are you going tonight?
No, I'm going to Springsteen in Syracuse.
Oh, that's right. You told us that. Right.
Yeah. You know,
too many shows.
At a certain age, you forget this sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's right. You only told me 10 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Who is this again? What's my name?
Right.
Tony of Bridgeport.
How'd a pants go on?
Good morning, everyone. How's it going?
Good.
Just wondering if we're going to get an Iron Maiden show coming to Connecticut.
Not in 2024, but I will continue to try. And I will continue to try to get him into the right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame also, because that's crazy.
Yes.
That they're not in.
Well deserved.
Right. Thanks for bringing that up, Jimmy. They announced that they're going to do and announce the inductees a little bit different this year.
Yes.
And they'll be doing it on American Idol.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
With Ryan Seacrest and Lionel Richie.
Right.
Who, Lionel, is in the Rock Hall of Fame.
Is Seacrest going to do everything?
Yeah.
What's that? Go to drive through. Oh, look, there's Ryan Seacrest. Give me a burger. Stop it!
What do you think of that?
Well, I don't even know when it's on, American Idol, tell you the truth. I had planned a Sunday night. I don't even know what I'm doing Sunday night, but I have to tell you, I'm not going to be watching it. Because I don't want, if it's a 2-hour show, I don't know when they're going to announce it.
Yeah, and now they'll do that. They're going to drag, drag it out.
Right.
Yeah, I'll just wait for it to come across. You know.
Yeah, you wake up Monday morning and you'll have your list.
Yeah,
and
they'll do it Sunday night. They'll run across, you know, the news who's getting in.
Right.
I've done pretty well in the last 2 years. I've done pretty well.
Your ballot.
I used to suck at it, but now I'm getting pretty good at it.
Look at that, see?
Yeah. So we'll see how many wins I get this year.
Where is the ceremony, and will you be going?
I hear it's going back to Cleveland this year, and I only go when my friends get in, and if Peter gets in, I might go to Cleveland because I've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, it's awesome. You'll love it.
I know you're a museum guy. I know that.
No, that I went to. That one I went to.
The one.
This one's on dinosaurs.
The only because Chaz took you. That's the only reason I went.
All right. But, well, there's that.
But I think I that's the only reason I want to go. I've never been there. And, you know, I'm getting older, and I think it's only appropriate that I go there because it's been my job for the last 55 years, and I'm a voter, so maybe I should go there.
You'll have a personal connection to a lot of these items just because of the work you've done and the artists you've worked with. But it really is quite striking from, you know, various guitars. And
just the place itself is cool.
When we were there, they had the giant American flag that hung behind Bruce during his Born in the USA tour.
Yeah.
But what struck me, I don't know why, but they had a piece of twisted metal from the plane that Otis Redding was in when it crashed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I just couldn't.
Goosebumps just now.
I couldn't pull myself away from that.
Yeah.
Just knowing that this, you know, he was in this plane when he got on it, he was alive, and then he was just gone.
Yeah.
They've asked me to give some of my memorabilia to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that revolved around Woodstock 94 and Watkins Glen in 73 because of the festivals that I've done.
Yeah.
So I started gathering it all together, and I thought, hey, it'd be pretty cool to lend it to them. So I started putting it together, and the president calls me and goes, how you doing? I'm getting it together. I'm doing pretty well. When do I get it back? He goes, oh, no, it's a donation.
Oh!
Yeah,
no. I go, oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Click.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Jimmy. Click.
Yeah.
That was it. So I wasn't going to give it to them. I'll lend it to them, but I'll give it to them.
Borrow.
Right.
Borrow.
For them to sell it later?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, I'm going to pass everything on to my children, and they could
do what
they want.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
They'll probably throw it all in the garbage, and I should have given it to the Hall of Fame.
How many tickets do you get to the Rock Hall of Fame?
You have to buy them.
Oh. Wow. How much are they?
It's the ceremony. You have to buy them. The seats, the table that I go to is a $30,000 table for 10 seats.
Ah, okay.
So that's $3,000 a seat.
I'm sorry. I lost my breath for a second there.
All right.
Wow. But they have promised that if I go out there, they'll give me and my family a private tour into the vault where they have a lot of really cool stuff.
Oh.
That's cool.
I'm a voter, so they'll do that for me.
That's cool.
Now, does Live Nation pay your $3,000 ticket?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, see? It's good to be the king.
Okay. Well-deserved. Well-deserved. Yeah.
Yes, it was nice of them. I told them I'm willing to buy it, and they wouldn't let me.
Nice.
AJ and I went the year that Billy Joel was being inducted.
Yeah.
And we flew out, and there's a radio station in the Rock Hall of Fame. And we did a live broadcast on a Saturday morning from the Rock Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Awesome.
And as we're doing this broadcast, we're on the air live, and there's a giant glass, and people who are walking through the museum come in and look at the radio station.
Felt like an exhibit.
And we felt like an exhibit.
Yep.
And there's these two guys out there. It's a Saturday morning. They look like they've been up all night, and they look like ZZ Top.
Yep.
Like if ZZ Top like lost everything, all their money,
and was up all night. That'd be them.
We asked them to come in the studio, yep. And as they came in, the studio immediately just reeked of alcohol.
Like a bar.
Right. And I asked one guy, I said, are you drunk right now? He goes, I got a good buzz on, brother. I'm like, this is rock and roll life right here. Yep. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the morning?
It was eight in the morning.
Yep. I was having coffee.
8 a.m.
Yep.
Got a good buzz on, brother.
My Danish wilted.
I can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
I'm like,
that's my code to Jennifer that I have to leave a party. I'll just look at her now and say, got a good buzz on, brother.
Nice.
Time to go.
That means you're driving.
Chris in Torrington.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
My question for Jimmy. Jimmy, I know you probably know about the Guess Who and Burton Cummings with the lawsuits taking away the rights for bands to sing his songs.
Yes.
And it just makes me wonder, like, how do bands like cover bands like Get the Lead Out? Do the original artists get paid when they play? How does that work with cover songs and cover bands?
Yes, that's exactly what happens. The original artist gets paid through the performing rights companies. ASCAP and BMI are the two big ones, and we have to pay ASCAP and BMI every concert we do. We pay them each thousands of dollars, and they distribute it to the proper artists. So the artist can say, you're not allowed to play my music.
Right.
And that's the weapon that Burton Cummings and Randy Bachman are using right now to try to stop the Guess Who that's touring from touring.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right. That's a great question, though. It's a very difficult argument.
Yeah.
Like, cover bands could play Guess Who, but we can't play Guess Who.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a cover band.
Right.
Well, I guess we.
But I think that bars that have live music have to play, have to pay BMI and ASCAP.
I think
you
so.
You are so right on that. You are so right.
Man.
I know radio stations do.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap.
No, it's not at all. We pay about $5,000 to $8,000 a concert to the performing arts companies. Yeah,
wow. They don't have day jobs, obviously.
Wow, and they're supposed to divvy that money up and give it to the artists.
They're supposed to, and who knows how they figure it out? Because even the music that's played, like Bruce Springsteen's an ASCAP artist. So we talked about BMI, and on Friday night, and I said, you know, it's odd that I have to pay you BMI money. And they explained to me that the walk-in music that's played, if it's any of the artists, and I heard the Beach Boys actually on the walk-in music, it's like the Beach Boys are a BMI artist. Some money has to go to BMI.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not even the live performance that gets charged by the performing rights people. It's even the music that's played as we walk into the show.
All right. I'll do it for free with a kazoo. There you go. You're all set.
Derek, what's your question?
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Jimmy, for doing this. Okay, how about John Anderson of Yes and Motley Crue? Can you tell me when his final tour is going to be so I can take out a second mortgage on my house?
I don't think John Anderson is planning to have a final tour right now. He's on the road, loves his, what he calls his band of geeks, and I hear the show is spectacular. It was down in Ridgefield, I think, recently.
He's got some voice.
Yeah.
He still has it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't broke, don't fix it.
You know, we have the other Yes in Bridgeport with Deep Purple.
Yeah.
The Steve Howe Yes.
That's what called Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there's Yes
and Yeah.
And Yeah.
Right.
And Yup.
Right, and then there's Affirmative.
Thank you, Derek. Katie in Southington.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up with Dave Matthews this year? Why is he not coming?
He's not coming to Xfinity because we had the date set, and for some reason, I don't know what it is, he needed to take 10 days off in June, and in that 10 days was our Xfinity day. Ugh. So we are working
breaking
hard.
My heart.
Yeah, it broke my heart, too.
He said sorry.
So we're working on two dates in November for Mohegan Sun.
Oh, great. Okay, at least he's coming this year.
Yeah.
Looking good, yes.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Jim in Hamden's been holding for a long time. We played Ozzy way, way back there, and I said, well, since we're playing Ozzy, we'll ask about Ozzy. Yeah. I never asked about Ozzy. Right. Jim in Hamden's on. I'm guessing you're going to ask about Ozzy.
Kind of. It was actually more of a question was if – here's what happened. The year before Ozzy did his Crazy Train tour, he did a show at the Springfield Civic Center in Springfield, Mass. That place held about 6,000 people at full capacity. The lineup that night was Motorhead, Joe Perry Project, Ozzy Osbourne with Randy Rhoads on guitar, and Carmine. You guys had Carmine on the show,
yeah.
And you asked Carmine. We always said a piece, but he pronounced his name a different way, his last
Appice.
Name.
Appice, yeah.
And Appice. Okay, so I had that album. You know, Beck, Bogart, and Appice. It's a great album. And I really wanted to know if anybody remembers if, because he said he left the band after about 10 months. And I wanted to know if he was the drummer that night at that show and if that had anything to do with him leaving. And the reason being was, there was a bunch of us down here in Hamden. We decided to go up to Springfield to see Ozzy. And I never got to see Black Sabbath. So I said, I'll go. I've seen him play those.
Hey,
I know
Jim,
he's going to play Sabbath songs.
We're only on until 10. So
I'm sorry.
All right.
So, but that was my question. Does anybody remember if Carmine played that? I was kind of hoping you guys would ask me if you ever interviewed him, because there wasn't many people.
You never get an answer if you don't stop asking the question.
It never comes the answer.
Yeah, nobody knows, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you don't.
I called in that morning. I did call in that morning. I wanted to ask Carmine that question. I would have liked to have known if he had actually played drums that night. It was a great show. There couldn't have been enough people there to fill up Toad's place.
Coffee?
Yeah.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
If you ever get any, if you can ever ask me,
we'll do.
I don't know what happened to the phone. It just stopped.
Your finger hit the thing.
I don't think that's what happened. Maybe he fell off a cliff.
Right. Open manhole.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll ask him next time we see him.
Jimmy, do you remember that show? That's one hell of a show.
It is a great show, and I'm trying to find out. I'm looking through my records. I can't find out when this show was.
Ozzy and Motorhead and Joe Perry Project.
Wow.
In Springfield, too.
In Springfield.
I mean, and he's right. It is a small hall, Springfield. So that would be quite something, but I don't know when it was. I'm through the 80s already. So
yeah, Randy's still
80s.
Alive, so.
But you guys were on the air, right? That's what he said. He called you.
We had Carmine Studio.
Oh, but it wasn't right around the show.
No,
I certainly can't remember when an artist, who the drummer was.
What was the Blizzard of Oz tour?
It says May 4th, 1981. That's a possible date. It says Ozzy set list at the Springfield Civic Center, May 4th, 81.
May 4th, 81, it was... no, but it wasn't that show. So it was a different show.
When you never know.
You weren't the support acts, no?
Motorhead.
Yeah.
We had Ozzy and Def Leppard August 2nd in 81. That's a heck of a show, huh?
That's a great show.
They're folks still going, what? What? What?
Right.
What?
Let's go to Chris in Wallingford. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? Jimmy, first of all, thanks for all the great shows you do.
Thank you.
And I was wondering if you had any news on Pink Floyd.
I would venture a guess that Roger Waters' politics do not mix with David Gilmour's politics, and I would doubt they would get together again.
And David Gilmour's basically retired, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's a pig farmer in Scotland, and he really likes doing that stuff. So, right. But I hear he's putting out a new album.
Ah.
Yeah, his pigs, his sheep, his dogs.
Animals.
Animals.
Wow, that's so a new David Gilmour album or a new Pink Floyd album?
New David Gilmour album.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, man.
Cold pork.
Any announcements coming, Jimmy, that we should know about?
The only thing I'm really working on, and, you know, I'm in the business of begging artists to play Connecticut.
Cool.
Is I'm going down to Billy Joel's show on May 9th and begging him to play Connecticut. I'm sure it'll be Mohegan Sun if he does. So
nice.
That's what I'm working, because now that the residency is ending in July, I just got a Billy Joel date worked out, it looks like, in Syracuse, and I'm trying to get one now in Connecticut.
Cool. What's the Syracuse date?
Oh, it's next year.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That narrows it down to 365 days.
I'll start saving money
now. It's not a leap year. It's 365. You're right.
Damn it.
Jimmy, a caller had a question. She didn't want to go on the air and speak live, but she asked if you knew who's going to be playing with Billy Joel for the birthday show.
No, and I never find out because I want it to be a surprise.
Yes.
I never find out. I understand the question for sure, because I'm just as interested, but I like the surprise.
Which show's the birthday show?
May 9th.
May 9th.
That's May 9th.
Nice.
And then which one's the last show?
July 25th.
Oh, okay. And you're going to both those, right?
Yep, they're on my calendar.
Cool.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It's good to be the king.
Seriously.
It is nice. It is nice, because they give me great seats. I don't have to pay for it, which is always nice. And I hang backstage for a while and go out to the audience right before the show, and I know I have a set list, so I know when it's going to end, so I try to beat the audience
nice.
Out and beat the traffic out.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I'm at a Bruce show and I see Jimmy Koplik come out from backstage and get in his seat, I'm like, well, the show's about to start.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Lights go down.
Lights go down.
Yep, exactly.
That's right. Jimmy, thank you for coming on. Appreciate it.
Great, guys.
All right.
See you next week.
A mayor of one town said this of a bordering town's first select woman. Quote, "We will beat her easy."
Oh.
That was the shocking refrain of Ansonia Mayor David Cassetti when asked about Seymour First Select Woman Anne-Marie Dragonis' odds at this weekend's 16th annual Men Who Cook fundraiser, scheduled from 6 to 10 this Saturday at Warsaw Park. But for Cassetti, this year's fundraiser is all about beating Dragonis and the good people of Seymour.
Right.
Cassetti's obsession might be due to the fact that the good folks at Team Incorporated are including a friendly competition among the Men Who Cook participants.
Cool.
So you got Ansonia against Seymour, and the new Derby mayor is going to be there.
Right.
So they're all battling it out.
Yep.
This is the part of the story that caught my attention.
What's that?
In addition to a variety of food, entertainment will be provided by DJ Tim, blah, 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 and guest MC Chaz, C-H-Z, capital Z, small Z. Oh. Three Zs.
Wow. Are you sleeping?
Of WPLR's Chaz, C-H-A-Z, capital Z, small Z.
Okay.
And AJ, Connecticut's most popular morning radio program.
Oh, I spelled my name right. Cool. You can't screw up AJ. Let's write A-A-J. Yeah.
Once again, they spell it wrong.
Huh.
Chaz, C-H-A-Z, capital Z, small Z.
Right. Maybe it's a sign of respect.
It should be noted. Remained silent when Cassetti called this publication a rag a few mornings back.
Oh.
Hence, we are misspelling his nickname.
Oh.
Oh.
On the phone, Eugene Driscoll with the Valley Independent Sentinel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's not like I thought you would find this article. I didn't think you'd ever read it.
Damn it. We found it.
You know, it's funny, Oopsie. Eugene. We do it all the time. We'll say something, then someone will call us. We're like,
We didn't think you'd hear it.
Right. Ah, crap, you caught me.
Your producer mentioned the misspelling three times in two emails. I don't know what I'm getting set up for here. A little bit threatening.
Yeah.
I like how you just gloss over Connecticut's most popular morning radio. But I don't even know if that's true.
It is in our mind.
No, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Yeah. Pat Oates told me to do this. He set me up.
Okay.
I mean, Pat Oates.
That's it.
I'm blaming him.
All right, cool.
Well, thank you for the mention.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no bad mention.
Never.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, we've been covering Men Who Cook since 2009. Valiindy.org turns 15 this month.
Wow.
Somehow we've never gotten on Chaz and AJ until now.
Now look at that. You just misspell my name once.
See, it worked.
That's all it took.
It worked.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
You know, that Mayor Cassetti, you know, when he called your paper a rag on this show, I am not the one who's going to tell a former boxer he may be incorrect.
Yeah.
No, I'm the same way. I never see him in person. It's just behind a keyboard. Oh, first of all, how can we be a rag? We're a website. You'd have to print us out.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's not doing that. He said he can't figure out email. Who's he fooling? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. What made me nuts about Mayor Cassetti's comment is we've published 1,359 stories on the guy. 1,359 stories. And he's calling us a rag because we don't cover him because he's a Republican. But the thing is, the Democrat, the incumbent, Tara Rochelle, she sent her announcement that she was running for re-election like 3 weeks before Cassetti announced he was running. We didn't cover her either.
Nice. See?
They're all babies, Republicans, Democrats, all of them.
See, we don't cover anybody.
I like your yeller.
Oh, sorry about that.
You're the thoughts in my head.
No, but when you think of, you know, the news media, you think, you know, very buttoned up and together, and right. Like the guy screaming.
Right.
I like
you
this.
Sound like us, actually.
A lot of energy.
Yeah, I like it.
Listen, it's an online nonprofit covering Ansonia, Derby, Seymour. I got nothing left to lose. You know what I mean? I never know if I'm going to be employed from year to year. It's a good. The readers donate and foundations support us. So I got nothing left to lose.
All right. So are you going to be there Saturday?
Oh, I usually don't get invited. I'm not like you guys. Like nobody's clamoring for Eugene from the Valley Indy to show up.
They should.
So that's what I'm saying.
They should.
But I might show up. It's got free beer. Is the beer free?
The beer is free.
Yeah. For the beer.
You pay $60 and it's eat and drink.
You wipe out everything. Yep.
I'll be there.
Nice.
I'll be there.
All right. Very good. And I'll introduce you to Mayor Cassetti.
Right.
All right.
We're going to get a nice picture of you guys together.
Right. Playing nice.
We're going to. This is like
historic.
Yeah, we're going to get the two. It's like getting two countries together
exactly.
To do a nice hug.
Right.
Like, all right. It's all over.
You hug me too tight, sir.
The warring is over.
You hug my neck, sir.
Yeah. Right.
He'll pretend not to know me. He'll call me Jim Lapatino or something.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And
man.
I appreciate the mention.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Hey, and thanks for all you guys do for the Valley. You guys are always promoting stuff. People love you, so God bless.
Can't forget where you come from.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Thank you, brother.
Where are you eating pants?
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.